Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. It's 7 right here on KGYM. It is 3:04, Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, ready to come your way right here on KGYM, answering your fantasy football questions. We'll do that in about a half hour with Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. Also, we're going to talk with TV9's Scott Savel. Plenty to talk about. It's Cy-Hawk week, Iowa football, Iowa State football, high school football. We'll kick it around. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Your chance to win some Colonels tickets as well to tomorrow night, we hope, fingers crossed, game two of their Midwest League playoff series. All that coming up on the Gym Class on KGYM. Another rainy day here in Eastern Iowa. We welcome you in. 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. And 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, again here today as we take you through a Wednesday edition of the program. We got baseball coming your way tonight. A pair of pretty significant games coming your way on 107.5 FM beginning at 7 o'clock. It'll be the Houston Astros entertaining the Minnesota Twins. And then on 1600 AM along with 106.3 FM coming up tonight, it'll be game three up at Miller Park as the Milwaukee Brewers take on the Chicago Cubs. And a pretty significant game tonight for both teams as far as the National League Central is concerned. The Cub lead is down to 3 games over the Milwaukee Brewers, 4.5 over the St. Louis Cardinals. And a pivotal game tonight because obviously if the Brewers win, it goes to 2. If the Cubs win, it goes back up to 4, a little bit more breathing room. So we'll have that from ESPN Radio coming up tonight for you right here on KGYM. Then the NFL kicks off tomorrow with the Philadelphia Eagles and the Atlanta Falcons. We'll have that game for you in all 3 frequencies tomorrow night, beginning at 7 o'clock. How's your basement?
I don't have a basement.
Well, then it's fine.
It's doing fine.
You're burying
the lead here, Scott.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Happy birthday.
Oh, well, thank you. I thought the lead was bowling.
Well, it coincides with bowling night in America, but happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Don't tell too many people that it's that
they already know.
Significant day today because it could be inundated tonight. And I need to bowl for that 3rd game, you know. Should we have practiced?
Scott, you know the answer to that. I just hope I remember the combination to the locker.
I was thinking about that today, and I think I have it. But
I think
Tom can help us out with that. But, we got another season of BNA to talk about. We'll kick that around here in just a little bit. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. And speaking of great locally owned places, that is Third Base Brewery, where you can stop on by for a quick lunch, catch the game after work. Take the family for an affordable and delicious meal. We encourage you to do so and encourage you as well to become a member of the Third Base Mug Club. For $25, you get lifetime membership of happy hour price beers and a free appetizer with every $100 you spend on food and drinks. Join today. Stop on by. Tell them Scott, Mark, Kyle, everybody at KGYM sent you over at Third Base Brewery. Man alive. Those folks dealing with the rain and flooding. We have a flash flood warning that is out for Linn County. Flash flood watch is out, and this rain just keeps training on from the southwest to the northeast, and it's going through Cedar Rapids. It's Colonels scheduled to take on Beloit tonight, game one of the Midwest League playoff best of 3. It's been raining on and off in Beloit. Checking up there today, not with the team, but just to checking on the radar up there. So you hope, fingers crossed, that everybody gets their games in and it stays on schedule.
Yeah, I saw some video of our friends at St. Andrews undergoing some flooding. Ironically enough, Dry Creek, not so dry anymore. St. Andrews has been inundated. I'm sure Jones Park Golf Course undergoing some flooding. And actually, I'd like to make an appeal. In about 20 minutes, Cedar Rapids Softball Hall of Fame, located right outside of Diamond One there at Ellis Park, they need to evacuate.
Okay.
And they've got they were going to do it at 5, and now it's 3:30. that they're going to do that and need to get everything out with the projected crest at 17 and a half feet, at least of right now. I didn't check in with the 2:30 news conference with the city, but yeah, Cedar Rapids Softball Hall of Fame needs your help. If you're in the neighborhood, get over there at 3:30 and help them out. And actually, any neighbor who needs a hand, we've been through this. We know.
Yeah.
And we know what to do.
Yeah. And yeah, I hope everything gets. It's not the first time that that sector of the city has obviously gone through it. And hopefully it's not going to be nearly as devastating as it was, you know, 10 plus years ago. And it sounds, the forecast looks better. Looks better coming up. Only when you see only 20% and 10% chances of rain in the forecast. Now, I'm not an ordained meteorologist, but that does look better than the 100% that we've had over the last 5 days. In some places, Charles City's had 10.5 inches of rain. All that is coming down the Cedar River. So we need Mother Nature to stop raining on top of all.
Maybe Sable should have grabbed Winters as well.
Yeah, we should have.
I don't know.
We should have.
On the text line, the Hertine and Stocker Jeweler text line, check them out in Iowa City, 319-366-1600. Also, our phone line, Kyle Mann, our producer across the glass, Joe at 3560, saying Jones is closed, perhaps not surprisingly because of the water.
Yeah, and I don't think, I'm not sure how you can play at St. Andrews either right now with everything going on there.
I read one of the comments on the post. At least Todd Schultz and those guys have a sense of humor out there. They changed the signboard to say something along the order of fishing and limited golf for the time being.
Well, yeah.
What can you do?
I mean, you just throw your hands up and you try to cope with it as best as you possibly can.
Yep.
And they've been through it 100 times before this as well. And yeah, the only good part about Dry Creek going through St. Andrews is that it goes down usually about as quick as it goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got a sandy bottom to it. Being out there for many, many years. One of our great sponsors here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Go ahead and give us a text if you have something out there or if you have something that you would like to share. We would love to hear from you out there today. Closer and closer to Iowa and Iowa State, which is coming up on Saturday, 2 o'clock with Before the Boom on 107.5 and 106.3 FM with our pregame show. It will be the Iowa State broadcast beginning at 2 o'clock on 1600 AM as well. Not much line fluctuation, anywhere between 3.5 and 4. That's pretty much where it is staying. Should mention, while I'm thinking about it, we do have one weather cancellation for tomorrow. They've already scrapped the Cedar Rapids Cross Country Invitational, one of the biggest ones in the state. Teams from Central Iowa, Eastern Iowa, anywhere, everywhere.
One of the premier meets.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that has been scratched for tomorrow. It has been canceled. I don't believe it's going to be made up again. Don't quote me on that, but yeah, just messy and ugly, and it's time for the sun to come out again and get this thing all dried up and ready to go. So too bad for all the runners out there, because that's a chance that they can't have to show their wares out there. So 319-366-1600. As we mentioned, we got baseball coming up tonight with that big one between the Cubs and the Brewers. And that's what makes baseball so great, Mark. Because you got a 162-game season, and people think, well, what does this game mean more than any other game? But like I said at the beginning of the show, that game tonight is huge, huge in Milwaukee, because it can go, it's a two-game swinger. It can go down to two games, or it can go back up to a little bit more breathing room with four games between the Cubs and the Brewers right now. That's what makes it such a big game tonight.
Well, it is. You hate to say it's one is more important than the other, but it is, because the margins are getting slimmer for the Cubs, and none of those teams want to play a one-game playoff. There's no question about it. I think that ought to be changed, but that's a topic for another day. Some teams just want to get into the playoffs and take that chance to get that one-gamer. Teams that are out of contention right now to win a division but still can get in the wild card, that's a big deal. But you generally speaking not want to play in that game.
No, no. 319-366-1600. And let's bring in James in Cedar Rapids. I think he's got a question about the cross-country meets, and we hope we can answer that here. We'll do our best, James. How are you doing?
Good. You guys?
Good. Doing good, except for this rain.
Well, yeah, exactly. We've all had enough of this. I love listening to you guys. You just commented on the cross-country meet. I got a daughter. She runs for Mount Vernon. And that one, is that the Knollridge one you guys were talking about?
Yes. Yep. That is the Knollridge meet. Yep.
Yeah, she will be disappointed. That's too bad.
Yep. But it was out on Twitter earlier on today, I know. So I know Jeff Linder of the Gazette put something out. Just let me double check. Whoops, wrong Jeff. Let me double check that here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she'll, on my way home to get them from school, but I haven't, just haven't heard from her yet. But it, heard you guys talking about it. It's like, okay, at least get a heads up because we were planning on that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Jeff Linder, earlier this afternoon, recent rain has forced the cancellation of the Cedar Rapids Invitational. So, unfortunately, that will not go tomorrow. So, sorry, James.
Oh, hey, that's one of the reasons I listen. Thanks a lot, fellas. Have
all
a good one.
Appreciate it. Thanks for listening over in Mount Vernon. 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in. We're going to talk with Scott Sable coming up. We've got some Colonels playoff tickets to give away, and we've got Chris Liss of rotowire.com to answer your fantasy football questions. I had my draft last night.
How'd that go?
I'm going to find out.
Okay.
I'm going to find out. I had the 9th pick out of 12, and, you know, no one wants, it's that, what's the game we all play this time of the year? No one wants to hear about your fantasy team, but I always ask Chris his opinion of my team. So I will,
and he'll give it to you.
And he will give it to me, and it's usually not good. He doesn't give it with a spoonful of sugar, and we'll find out. All right, we'll take a break, come back. Scott Sable will join us, and we'll talk about Sioux Week and other things sports with Scott after this here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before noon and after 5, play 18 holes with cart for just $24.61. You'll also get that same deal on weekends after 4. St. Andrews has brand new carts that they hope you'll enjoy. And new this year, they've got a Friday night couples special. After 4 o'clock on Fridays, couples are welcome to golf with cart for that same $24.61 price. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids, on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, I'm here for the training session.
Drop and give me 20, mister.
Wait, 20 what?
The company softball game is in 2 weeks, and we are not going to lose to those nerds in IT again.
I thought we were being trained on core competency.
Oh, we're training your core, all right. 20 burpees, go.
I hate burpees.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This is a Jim Scatunash. Get ready for Linmar football action. Friday afternoon at 3 during the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard.
.318 back with you here in the gym class of KGYM. You can always shoot a text our way on the Hertzianus Dr. Jeweler text line. And we had a texter ask about the suspensions and what we thought about it. We went over that a lot yesterday, so if you want to check out the podcast, we encourage you to do so at KGYMRadio.com. And Scott Sable, sports director of TV9, joining us here on the Wednesday edition of the program. Made it through the rain. No problems. We're on high ground.
I did. I skied over here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. And, you know, we were talking about the suspensions during the break, and people say, well, you know, what exactly goes through a suspension? And I know in your one-on-one with Kirk Ferentz, which you have every week on Channel 9, that you asked Coach Ferentz that question about what these players go through when they are serving suspensions. And I think it was a little eye-opening for some people.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, they're on the scout team all week. But the hard part is they don't get to go to the game. They do 4 hours of community service on Friday night, and then Saturday they do 8 hours during the game. They're not at the game. And, I mean, that you know, think about how hard that would be to be an athlete and not be with your team.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make you think twice about doing something again, I think.
What was your big takeaway or takeaways from Iowa's opener, Scott?
Well, obviously, the offense has to improve. They're not going to be able to, as much as they like to enforce their will and pound the football, there's going to be teams that they're just not, like in the past, you have to be able to throw the football, and you have to be able to mix it up. And I don't know if they didn't want to show a lot, but obviously the offense has to get better. The receivers dropped 4 or 5 balls. Obviously, you can't do that. It kills you. It kills mm-hmm. drives. You know, the first touchdown, the Fant catch, would have been probably 6, and that would have changed the whole complexion of the game. Their defense is unbelievable. Their defensive line, I should say. Coach Campbell said yesterday he thinks it's maybe the best in the country, and I don't think he's too far off.
Mm.
They are loaded on defense, and they have a lot of depth on that defensive line, which obviously helps because they have, you know, a whole new linebacking crew, so that really helps. But they have length. You watch Matt Nelson, and I watched him a lot in the game. He can go from – he's the, you know, right in the center right now. He can go from sideline to sideline as your defensive tackle at 6'8" and make plays.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got those guys on the outside, and then Parker Hesse is the hardest worker I've ever seen on a football
field.
And
he moves inside on third down, and Epinesa comes in. That's a pretty tough combination.
He's really stout against the run, Parker. He's good at everything, actually. He's probably the most underrated player on the team. I mean, they are really good on the defensive line. And that's going to win you a lot of football games. I say that wins you 5 or 6 football games by itself. And then how much your offense improves depends if you win 8, 9, 10, win a conference title.
Well, and special teams as well. And it's been one.
That was impressive.
Yes, it's one game, granted, but Colton Rastetter with a 50-plus yard average as far as punting is concerned. And that's Iowa had to get better at that department, and they still have to get better at punt returning and some other facets, too.
I was impressed with the punting outside, obviously, the block. That was a mistake that they'll have to fix. But I was impressed with that, and I was impressed with their punt returning as well. I think he's got a chance to be pretty good. He looks really quick back there. I expected Smith Marset to be back there, but I think they're pretty good in those areas. And, you know, Colton had a tough year last year. So you lose a lot of confidence. He looks like he's got it back right now. That was a big game for him to get that confidence back. And I found it strange. I talked to him in the preseason, and he didn't think they would try that rugby punt much, which I'm like, I mean, that's what you're good at. So I don't know if he's trying to throw people off or what, but I just think that it really helped that he had a big game, and you could see the smile on his face every time he hit a big punt. He's looking into the sky. I mean, it was pretty cool.
Kirk Ferentz has had a lot of emotional days in his career, hashtag KF144. But he tries to deflect the attention away from him. But how emotional was it for him?
Pretty emotional.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it ties to his loyalty and the university's loyalty and Hayden Fry. You know, Hayden Fry meant so much to him to pass, actually, Hayden Fry, who was his guy, you know. I think,
and we all three dealt with Hayden Fry,
yeah,
so
yeah.
We know what a difference this is.
So I think that made it extra emotional for him, the fact that he was passing, you know, his mentor Hayden Fry, and he's an emotional guy. I mean, he tries to hide things and be the tough guy a lot of time, but when you really get to know him, he's a pretty emotional guy.
Could this thing I don't think this thing could have played out any better for passing Coach Fry at the game that he did pass him with Northern Illinois in there, with Fry Fest, with the reunion of all of the staff.
Yeah.
I mean, it just couldn't have gone any better if you were a Hawkeye out there.
Yeah, and you want to get it over. You don't want to talk about that or to have any, you know, in an Iowa-Iowa State rivalry.
Well, you didn't
game.
Want it this week.
No, so it was the perfect timing, like you said, and it was neat to see a lot of the old players back, some of the old great players.
Sanders could still play, couldn't he?
Scary looking. He is scary looking.
And I think he wanted in.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the quote. I can't remember who it was now, but somebody said, one of the fans outside said he had pretty good at health insurance and wanted to see if he could try to tackle him in the open field. And he said, your health insurance isn't that good.
Very unfortunate what happened in Ames. Whether you're an Iowa State fan or not, it doesn't happen that often. 5 minutes into the game, and it isn't completed. How much effect do you think that'll have on this week's game?
None.
Okay.
It's such a big game, and they've got a veteran team. If they didn't have a lot of starters returning, I would say that it could be a problem, but I don't see it being a factor in this game. I think a lot of people are making more out of that than there actually is there.
Do you think, I mean, you've been through a ton of these things, Iowa State. Is this potentially the biggest meeting that they have had? I know going back to 2002, the terrific game they had when Seneca Wallace was there. Iowa went on to have the great season, one loss season that they had. But there wasn't as much, I don't think, build up to that one, I think, there is maybe to this one.
No, I'd say it was similar to that 1-0, but it's not very often. And this is a thing, obviously, in the future, it's going to continue to happen because as long as Coach Campbell's there, they're going to be a relevant football team.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to see a lot of this every year. And I think it's so much fun for the state of Iowa to have two teams that, you know, should be ranked in the top 25 in my mind, going head to head. It doesn't get any better. I mean, last year's game was so much fun to watch. 44-41 overtime. They were making plays like, you know, you wouldn't believe. I mean, those diving catches. I mean, it was one after another. Montgomery trucking like four guys in a row. I mean, right at the goal line. It was so special last year's game that I hope this one can live up to what last year's game did, because that was one of the best games I've seen in quite some time.
I think Ference Campbell is not unlike Fry McKerney, because McKerney went into Iowa State, got a couple, and then all of a sudden the excitement was ramped up. And I think this is pretty similar.
It is similar, but I think Campbell has the ability to sustain it more than Dan McKerney. I love Dan McKerney, mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, but I think Coach Campbell is one of the best coaches in the entire country. I don't think there's any questions about it. In my mind, he says all the right things. He's an extremely hard worker, and I think he's going to be able to continue to recruit and get a lot of great players. And I just think as long as he's there, they're going to be a relevant football team.
No, I would agree. And no one's really mentioned the fact – no one's brought up lately the possible discontinuation of the series. I don't see why anyone would.
That would be such a shame.
It would. Mm. I mean, just think all the buildup that – this game is providing all this week, and to take that away, and not even to mention the economic impact that it has out there, because there's going to be 100,000 people in Iowa City. They're not all going to go to the game, but they're going to be there sometime on Saturday.
And that'd be a sad day for the state, put it that way.
It would.
Scott Sable joining us. This game's for the fans as much as it is the players.
Yeah, I would agree. Absolutely. Scott Sable joining us here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Of course, there's more than Iowa State going on, believe it or not, this week. And, of course, we're just into week three of the high school football season. And, Rainey, it's been a strange season so far with time movements in the first week and rain on and off through the first couple of Fridays anyway. But it's another fun time of the year. Maybe my favorite time of the year anyway. You got to love this
time
of the year.
It's mine. I love high school football. I love football in general, but high school football is so pure and so special. Under the lights, it brings the communities together. I don't think there's anything better than high school football in my mind.
I know what it's like to put together a Saturday edition of the Gazette or a Sunday edition of the Gazette with everything going on. Saturday morning, bringing together all those stories from Friday night. You got a little bit of a break the first week with the times I moved back, and you could edit a little bit more. But take us inside what it's like to put on a production like that, starting probably early in the week. Yeah.
Well, our problem is trying to get enough staff. We've been really short-staffed the first couple of weeks, so I'm scrambling. I'm trying to get anybody that
I
can get. Get
Jordy Calk out there.
Yeah. Well, we almost did last week. There we got Josh Sheinblum to help us out.
Phil Reed was out there.
Phil Reed does it every week now. Yeah. But I just have to scramble. I've got more people this week, and then John Campbell will come back from vacation. I've got a couple other people. But that's probably the most difficult part. And then at the end of the night, you're just throwing it together. I mean, it's warp speed. I mean, it really is. Mm-hmm. I'll have photographers just coming back and putting it in, and I'll have to edit that video really fast and then go to the next one. I usually edit probably 6-7 games myself, and then the next thing you know, you're on the air. So it's just throwing
together. And you don't know the outcomes of the game, so you don't know what to lead with sometimes. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But
sometimes it changes in mid-flow.
Yeah, it changes a lot. Yeah. The show is never the same as what it's scripted. Because one guy won't have his story done. This live shot won't be ready. So you just keep floating and mm-hmm. floating and floating. So it's a lot of fun, though. I mean, it's football. I mean, you really – nothing's that hard when it's football.
Yeah.
You've seen Iowa high school football go from – and it's never not been a good product out there. But all the guys that have gone to play Division I football over the last 10 years, and it just seems like the list gets bigger and bigger each and every year, and it's great to see, and it's great to watch these guys out there.
Yeah, Coach Ferentz talked a little about that yesterday, how a state with just 3 million people can have the quality, two Division I quality teams like they have, and half his roster, Iowa kids, I think was 12 starters, something like that, and Iowa State, they have 6 players alone from Cedar Rapids on their roster, and 4 will play big roles on the team this year, which is really, really impressive.
Yeah, and Iowa had an offensive and defensive lines all from the state of Iowa for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
And that doesn't happen very often.
And credit goes to both universities, because they know how to build football players. These guys weren't to that level when they went there. Matt Nelson was a stick in high school. He was a stick. Now he's 280 pounds. I mean, he doesn't even look like the same guy. So hats off to both staffs for being able to develop these players.
Scott Sable, shirt on, joining us in the studio for this. You probably get that a lot, don't you?
What's that now?
Shirt on. Shirt off.
You see me with my shirt off before?
If I ever watched TV9 News Sports. I wanted to ask you about Athlete of the Week, because you've got kind of a signature deal there going, and a friend of mine's son is up for this week's award, and I
who's that? Which one?
I said I can't. I can't influence you.
Oh, you
really
can.
Can't.
You can. Who is it?
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
But you must have a lot of fun going around to communities and doing these different things.
It's a blast.
Yeah,
it really is. Because we don't get to a lot of the communities. It's tough. Some of them are a long ways away, and we don't get there very often.
It's a big deal when you show up, though. Well, isn't it?
It's just so much fun. Uh-huh. We have a blast. Last week we had a really special Athlete of the Week, Scott Tibbetts. Of course, his sister Molly tragically was murdered. The fact that he was willing to play in a game, I mean, it wasn't easy for him, and to have the kind of success he had, and then he was willing to sit down and talk to us about it,
yeah,
says a lot. And I'm going to tell you something about Kirk Ferentz. He does so much stuff behind the scenes nobody sees. I'm on the field before the game, and I look over, and there's Scott Tibbetts. There's a couple of his teammates with the other recruits.
Oh, wow.
Coach Ferentz invited him to come to the game. He's also invited him to come back this week with some of his friends.
Wow.
He didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
He personally invited him to come to the game. But we see a lot of special Athlete of the Weeks. And then just on the regular basis, we get to go and we try to challenge the Athlete of the Weeks. And usually, obviously, that doesn't go so well. But we have a good time trying. It kind of takes the edge off.
Sure does, yeah.
Yeah, and it's something they're going to remember, for the rest of their lives, too.
And we always remember them. I'll see Athlete of the Weeks from, 20 years ago, and they're growing. They have kids now, and it's really a lot of fun. And we follow their careers, and a lot of them go on to have great, college careers, and some of them become pro athletes.
Mm-hmm. You have a banquet for them. And,
yeah, we have a great banquet at the end of the year. Cedar Rapids Toyota helps us out with that, and it's really a special time. We get a guest speaker. We've had Coach Ferentz, Coach McCaffrey. We've had a lot of different speakers.
You ever had Gable?
We have had Gable. Okay. He was great. Yeah, we've had some really...
You always want to just, you know, run through the wall when you're done listening to Dan.
Yeah, he's inspiration, that's for sure.
Listening to Dan out there. What do you think, before we let you go, what do you think Iowa State? I mean, you don't have to give a score prediction.
I'll give you a score.
You're going to give us a score.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't mind that. I don't think it'll be quite as high scoring as last year's game. They made some incredible plays to make it that high scoring last
Especially
year.
Especially the receivers.
Yeah, you're not going to make that play every game. You're just not. I think it's going to be 27-24, and I like Iowa basically because they're at home. But I think it's going to be another really close knockdown, drag-out game.
Wow.
But one thing about the Iowa offense, so if the Iowa offense does not improve, they will get beat in this game. I believe they're going to have to make some plays, and the receivers and the tight ends are going to have to make some plays for them to win this football game because Iowa State is going to make some plays.
It'll be interesting. And also, I'm really looking forward to be the first Iowa and Iowa State game since the institution of the Waves. So that's going to be neat at the end of the first quarter, too, with a stadium full of basically of Iowans.
Yeah, that's always neat. It's just incredible how it swept the nation and everybody's involved in it now.
It was cool what Northern Illinois did last week with the video. And then the officials that participated. It's quite a thing.
It really is, and it's quite a thing to be there. I mean, it's to look up, and they're waving back. I mean, there was one young man who did not move. They have like a stairwell, and you could see him, and he's in the stairwell, and he's pressed against the glass. And I kept looking up there. He never moved the entire game. The same guy, he had a blue shirt on, pressed against the glass, watching the entire game.
Wow.
Nice. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Hey, Scott, appreciate it. We'll talk more, and have fun week and get ready for week three of the Friday night.
Yeah, thank you. And you got a couple of good games on this week.
I think we do. So should be a lot of fun. But thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We'll take a break, come back, and we'll talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. Your fantasy football questions at 319-366-1600 on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. We'll also have, before 4 o'clock today, your chance to win some Colonels playoff tickets as they take on Beloit in Game 2 coming up tomorrow night at Vets Stadium. Back with more after this.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, and boy, do I have a deal for you. The deal with this deal is that you get both a breast and a whole wing when you choose my new 100% white meat KFC $5 fill-up deal. You also get dealt mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink with this here deal. I can't keep dealing this deal forever, though, so you have to go to KFC soon to get the two-piece all-white meat $5 fill-up, because it's only available for a limited time. Deal? Deal. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Tax extra. Prices may vary. Size may vary by location. Extra charge for breast piece and side substitution may apply.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team. Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this. Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's been a long off season without football, but FanDuel has spent it getting into the best shape of their lives. That means this. FanDuel is ready for more. More ways to play. More ways to challenge your friends. And most importantly, more ways to win. FanDuel also has new options for playing daily fantasy with your friends, because the only thing better than winning cash is winning your friends cash. Right now, you can get a $20 bonus when you make your first deposit on FanDuel. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/Stephen A. Age and state restrictions apply.
Tune in to my new favorite TV show, Fansville, presented by Dr. Pepper, airing every Saturday throughout the college football season during the commercials. In Fansville, Dr. Pepper delivers a tour de force performance alongside legendary college football co-stars Brian Bosworth, Eddie George, and Les Miles. Critics are saying it's good, fantastic, and the best thing since Diet Dr. Pepper and Dr. Pepper Cherry. Get to your local store and grab some delicious ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville.
It's an NFL doubleheader on Sports USA. First, we head to New England as Brady and Gronk do battle with J.J. Watt and the Houston Texans. Then, we bolt to L.A. as the Chargers with Rivers and Gordon face the Kansas City Chiefs led by Kareem Hunt and Sammy Watkins.
Dives to the flag. Touchdown, Kansas City!
A coast-to-coast NFL doubleheader. The Pats host the Texans, then Chiefs at the Chargers. This Sunday on Sports USA.
An opening week NFL doubleheader. Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 and 106.3. FM KGYM.
Oh,
Our thanks to Scott Sable of TV9 for joining us here on the Wednesday edition of the program. Coming up tomorrow, we've got for you Dave Koken. Looking forward to that. And more. I believe Rob Gray will be joining us coming up tomorrow from CycloneFanatic.com. Talk a little Iowa and Iowa State.
Our Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 will be on Friday this week. You and I will be at Linmar for the first of our stops on the tailgate tour. We'll phone in and be part of the panel.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
On Friday.
That'll be at 4.
Yeah,
right?
We're going to do a little bit later, so don't panic. If it's 3:45 and you don't hear us. We're going to be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM for the tailgate tour. 106.3 FM will be at Solon for their tailgate tour as we split up a little bit. So, yeah, looking forward to that coming up on Friday.
Poll question of the day at KGYMRadio.com. Really nice segue into Chris Liss's segment. Emil's Hideaway poll question. When will we see Le'Veon Bell on a football field? Three choices: sometime before week 4, between weeks 4 and 9, or after week 9. Bell's agent saying it could be a lengthy holdout for his client.
James Conner fans all over,
yes,
as far as fantasy is concerned. And speaking of fantasy, courtesy of Imon Communications, and by the way, please go to KGYMRadio.com, sign up for the KGYM Knockout Pool, also brought to you by Imon Communications. It's easy to do. Just go to KGYMRadio.com, click on that section of the website, and that's about all you have to do. And couple clicks away, and you're ready to go. And you got to do it by Thursday if you pick one of the two teams, the Falcons or the Eagles. We're not going to go over your fantasy team, Kyle. Or if you want Sunday, you got to do it.
Oh, we can go over yours, but not
by
his.
11 o'clock. It's a yearly thing.
Okay,
it's a tradition.
Right. All right.
I believe. I think I've got a good question. It's off. It is based off the poll question. So James Conner appears to be in line for an opportunity, right? But my question for Chris is going to be whether or not he expects him to actually be productive with that opportunity.
Let's bring him in.
All right, Chris, good afternoon or good evening or wherever it is over in Europe right now. How you doing?
It's about 20 to 10 here, and I'm doing well. I'm very busy. Obviously, it's the eve of the season. I've been cranking out content. And, yeah, I think Conner behind that line should be okay if he, you know, gets the full workload. I mean, Jalen Samuels is also there. And obviously that means, you know, if Bell doesn't play or he doesn't show up for week 1. So that, a lot of ifs. Also the Browns, you'd think the Browns were kind of a good matchup for the Steelers running back, and it might be good game flow wise. The Steelers are favored by 4 on the road. But the Browns, I believe, had the number one defense against the run on yards per carry last year. So it's not exactly a soft defense to run into. So bottom line, if you're in a pinch and Bell does not show up, sure, go ahead and play Conner. But I'm not like... You know, I'm not overly enthusiastic about Conner, and it's likely still that Bell will sign at some point, whether it's this week or shortly thereafter.
Not surprisingly, the text flying in for you, Chris, 7966, twofold question. Need 2 and a non-PPR. Diggs, Amari Cooper, Mike Evans, Chris Hogan, or Allen Robinson?
Diggs, and I'm going to say... Cooper or Hogan? I'll say Diggs and Cooper, but Hogan is, I could see Hogan over Cooper. It's close.
Second question is also in a non-PPR, Burton or Kittle?
I would probably go Burton week 1, better matchup, but it's also close.
Niners on the road at Minnesota to take on the Vikings that first week.
0.656 and a half point PPR, needs a flex, pick 1. Deion Lewis, Tariq Cohen, Chris Thompson, or Robert Woods?
I guess I'm going to go Robert Woods against the Raiders.
Mike at 95.44, flex spot in a PPR, Cohen, Conner, or Antonio Gates?
Cohen.
The ageless Antonio Gates. One more and we'll get to Steve.
Ryan from Walford, a two-parter. Oh, go ahead.
He's almost as old as...
Two-parter from Ryan, Pat Mahomes or Nick Foles?
I'd probably go Mahomes. I don't know. It's close. I just felt Foles didn't have a good camp. He was banged up a lot, and it's one of those tight. I mean, Mahomes has so much upside, but the Chargers are pretty good on defense. I'll say Mahomes, but it's 50-50.
Full-point PPR, Mike Williams or Jordan Wilkins?
That's just a total gamble. I guess I'll say Wilkins if Mac is ruled out.
All right, let's go to Steve on line one with a question for you. Steve, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I got Brandon Cooks, I got Antonio Brown, and I have Davante Adams. I got to play two of them in a PPR league. Who do I start?
I think you're starting Adams and Brown pretty much every week unless one of them gets hurt.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Let's go. Let's get Jeff in Cedar Rapids here with his question. Jeff, quarterbacks and wide receivers. Go ahead.
Guys, I got Derek Carr and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I'd probably go Mahomes. Carr's got a tough matchup, but it's close. I mean, Raiders' defenses, they both have bad defenses, which you keep them throwing. So I'll go Mahomes because the running ability, but it's close.
And then I got for wide receiver, I got Diggs already a pick, but I've got out of these three, I need one more. I got Pierre Garçon, Randall Cobb, and Josh Gordon.
I would go Gordon if he's going to get enough snaps. So you're going to have to really pay attention all the way through Sunday because Gordon, he's over the hamstring injury, but he missed a lot of camp time. And there's some, he may not start, but he may play a decent amount. You got to kind of keep reading up on it up until the game time. If not, go with whoever the second guy was. Not Garçon.
Garçon or Cobb?
Yeah, probably Cobb if that's the case.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate the call, Jeff. Guys. You bet. Thanks for the call. 319-366-1600.
We're going to get to as many texts as possible. Be patient here. 4570, a flex spot, Chris. Randall Cobb or Sterling Shepard?
I guess they both. I don't like Randall Cobb, but I guess I'd go Cobb, given that Shepard's going against the Jaguars, but it's close. I don't really know what they're going to do with Randall Cobb. They were talking about trading him, but I assume he's their number two receiver still.
And also, would you go James White or Tevin Coleman?
I don't like either of those guys. In a full PPR, I'd go James White. In anything short of full PPR, I'd go Coleman.
94-37 in a non-PPR league, Isaiah Crowell or Penny of Seattle?
I think got to go Crowell now, and we got to see what happens with Penny and Chris Carson.
No, Wes, you cannot start Le'Veon Bell, I would imagine.
Yeah, maybe.
So
here's the thing. He didn't show up today, and his agent said something cryptic, which is kind of like he implied, what would you do if you had a generational back on your team, but you knew you only had him for 1 year and you wanted to make the Super Bowl, you'd work him pretty hard. And I think he was just expressing concern for Bell's workload. But same time, if he doesn't show up by Saturday or Sunday morning, he loses $860,000, whatever each paycheck is. And he's not getting that money back. And holding out and missing time is not going to help him get his contract. I mean, it'll help him maybe stay healthier, but whenever he does come back, they're still going to work him to death. So I wouldn't be shocked if he just shows up at the last minute. I mean, he's not under contract right now. He's not doing anything wrong. And the Steelers really don't have much choice but to give him a light workload week one probably if he shows up late. So don't count him out entirely for week one yet, even though, that could be the case.
Half-point PPR, Chris, Devin Funchess, Alfred Morris, or a guy that I took in with my final pick last night, Calvin Ridley?
It's close just because I would go Morris, except that Morris has a terrible matchup this week. I would go, who's the first guy you said?
Funchess.
Yeah, I'd probably go Funchess.
82-58, need to pick two. It's a standard scoring league, Chris. Matt Ryan, Alex Smith, or Tyrod Taylor?
I would go Matt Ryan and Alex Smith.
Does Kenny Stills value great this week with no Parker?
It should be better, and they use him. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's great, but I think it's solid.
1954 is in a half-point PPR. Jarvis Landry or Demaryius Thomas?
I think I'd go Thomas. In half point.
One more, Mark?
Yeah, Wes, Watson or Rivers?
Give me – wow, they both got great matchups. If you want to gamble, go Watson. If you want to play it safe, go Rivers. I'm a gambler, so I would go Watson.
All right, let's bring in Pat in Oasis. Is this the DeKalb Oasis, or where are you at, Pat?
I'm right here.
All right, very good. Go ahead.
Yeah, Chris, I've got four receivers. I got to take two. Golden Tate, Kelvin Benjamin, Shepard, and Crabtree.
I'll go Golden Tate and Crabtree, especially with the PPR.
Okay, that's it. Thank you, Pat.
Thanks, Pat. Appreciate the call. I've got Sterling Shepard as my one of my backup receivers. Was that a good pick last night, Chris?
I think it's fine. I think, you know, this isn't probably the week to use him, but, yeah, it's not bad to have him on your bench.
97-61, Jay Ajayi in a contract here behind a strong line. Is he a good running back, too, in a 14-man league?
PPR or non-PPR?
Doesn't say.
Much better in non-PPR. He doesn't catch a lot of passes. He's injury-prone, but if, you know, he stays healthy and the Eagles, you know, are one of the best offenses, especially when Wentz comes back, I mean, he can get 14 touchdowns. So, you know, as a second running back, as long as you have a few good receivers, I think Ajayi is perfectly fine. Much better, though, in non-PPR.
I'm going to get to one more before you evaluate Scott's team, Chris. Over and under, Deshaun Watson playing 8 games with the worst O-line ever recorded.
Over. You got to give him over. I know it's dangerous and he's coming off the ACL, but I give him like 13 and a half.
Okay.
All right. We do this every year. The guys I draft with, they wait with bated breath on this to either, you know, give it to me or whatever. I'll give you my starters, Chris, from last night's draft. See what you think. Matt Ryan.
What slot? Wait, what slot did you pick from first?
I was not, number 9 pick out of 12.
Is this a PPR league?
We kind of have our own rules-ish. Yeah, so
like a hybrid league? Or
it's
what?
It's like a hybrid type league, yes. So
half PPR?
Okay. Some PPR, some not, but it's like a quarterback for running a touchdown gets about 1 million points for.
Who organized this thing, Pete?
Pete did.
Oh, God.
Anyway, Matt Ryan, quarterback. Running back, my first pick was Kareem Hunt at number 9. You told me that'd be a good pick to take, so I heeded your advice. The other running back, I got 3 guys. Penny of Seattle is one. I'm trying to think of the others. Anyway, wide receivers, Julio Jones, Baldwin of Seattle, Larry Fitzgerald, Sharp, and Ridley. Travis Kelce, tight end. Tucker, kicker, and New Orleans defense. Did I do okay?
I give you an A-.
Whoa!
But you don't even know who your running backs are, so you can't get an A. I mean, you can't get an A without knowing your other two running backs. You basically got, you know, you get a Hunt and Jones.
Penny and Sony Michel, I know, is the third one.
Oh, okay. Injured rookie running backs. That was your theme. Yeah, I like Michel for later in the year. I mean, you've got to figure out that second running back spot, but to get, and Baldwin's dinged up too, so you got to worry about that. But to get Kelce, Hunt, Julio, and Baldwin, and again, Baldwin's hurt, so that's going to be an issue, I think is pretty strong. And then, you know, the QB is whatever. It's no big deal. I mean, Ryan is fine. So I'll give you an A-, B+. I mean, I didn't realize how thin you are at running back. I hope you have somebody else you can start this week.
Yeah, I do. And then you don't think – I was trying to figure out if Baldwin was going to play this week, but I think it's kind of a 50-50. Okay.
He'll probably play, but it's just that he's going to be like having swelling in the knee. You know, it's kind of going to be a chronic problem. But you got Julio, Hunt, and Kelce, and then you have Baldwin on top of that, and you're going to have to get something. A-, B+ is good. Good draft.
How many grades like that did you see at the University of Iowa, you know?
I didn't see a lot of those. In
the best grade he's ever had.
All right, and a lot of folks took advantage of what you guys have at rotowire.com in our draft last night, so they wanted me to send along my thanks to you and tell folks how they can take advantage of that.
Yeah, no problem. rotowire.com/trial is a free 10-day trial. You don't need a credit card. And, you know, if you're still drafting, obviously we have customized cheat sheets that are going to be updated throughout the weekend, but also we have all the who to start, who to sit. All you guys keep calling in with lineup questions. Well, all of those are answered on the site in our Ask the Expert area, or every single guy for that week is ranked by position, and running backs, receivers, quarterbacks. You can just look up who's ahead of whom. Again, it's rotowire.com/trial.
All right, good stuff. Have a great week one. Chris, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Good luck, guys.
All right. Chris Liss of rotowire.com. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of fantasy football. Tristan Cockcroft coming up tonight with the Tom Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. They're also going to be at Mulligan's coming up tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock, just ahead of the first football game of the year. We'll take a break, come back. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up Colonel's tickets for tomorrow night's playoff game against Beloit. Game 2 of the best of 3. Colonel's and the Snappers go at it tonight in Game 1. We're going to take caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Good luck. We'll come back. Our friend is back. More on that coming up.
DePaco is the credit union where your membership pays. Unlike typical profit-driven financials, DePaco's cooperative, member-owned structure enables us to give money back to you. We do it via thank yous, a special member benefit that thanks you in cash for simply using your credit union services. It's money in your pocket. For your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. With an active personal checking account, you're eligible to earn. Over the past 2 years, DePaco members have shared more than $6 million in thank yous. So go on, save, borrow, invest, and insure with DePaco and earn thank yous for doing so. Hey! Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more. Get the details at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and an active personal checking account. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you tired of being lost in the shuffle as one of thousands of employees? Family-owned Midwest Metal Products in Cedar Rapids might feel a lot better. This small company with big opportunities has been very good to their employees for over 50 years, and they have second shift production openings right now. Watch their video tour at mwestmp.com to find out if it's the kind of place you'd rather work. Midwest Metal Products is an equal opportunity employer. Non-tobacco users only. Drug screen and physical required.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Congratulations going out to Bob in Cedar Rapids. He's going to go see the Colonels tomorrow night. Tonight, Bowling Night in America makes its triumphant return. Mark Dukes, the Rusty Nails, sans Rusty, will be in action tonight at 6 o'clock at May City Bowl.
Yeah, we're in a reorganization mode for this season. Week 1 of 32 tonight. We've had a retirement in Rusty. We've got at least one on the IR, Chunk, Scotty Cleese. He's got shoulder issues. And we went the free agency route.
Yes, we did.
We got a couple new members of the Rusty Nails, and I don't think either bowls tonight, Troy or Jason, but we'll bring you up to date on those guys as we go throughout the year. Corey Starry back in the lineup.
We're bringing in athletes, ladies and gentlemen. Bringing in athletes.
Sans me. But yeah, another season underway, and I'm on a pitch count this year. I'm gonna cut back a little bit, but I'll still be involved. But looking forward to another year at May City Bowl in the Evergreen League, and look forward to seeing the guys tonight and get another year underway.
Absolutely, and great time for you to go out there and find out the wonderments of bowling. They've got plenty of time for open bowling and pro shop. Great time to go to the pro shop out there at May City.
Indeed. Give them a call, 362-0136, for any of your needs, or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
We don't know who we're bowling tonight.
We always have to overcome ourselves.
and we didn't practice. So, should be a great report coming up tomorrow. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming your way next.
Oh, bud, I heard these guys live once.
How was it?
It was way more
like this! This is this!